You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito here. We're tuning into God's frequency here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes. Join me as we study together and trek through the Word of God. Lord God, I pray right now for all these listeners. Lord, I lift up everyone here today. Thank you for these faithful listeners who've tuned in today, not because they want to hear me, but because they love you, they're in love with your word, and want to hear a word from you today. I pray they won't be disappointed. Minister to everyone who's tuned into this program here today. In Jesus' name, amen. And what you're going to hear today is a sermon, is a part three of a sermon I preached on Sunday. It's called The Doctrine of Christ. There's no more important message than this. What do you believe about Jesus? We read in the Bible, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. So this sermon is a look at what constitutes the doctrine of Christ. He's born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life, died on the cross, that God took a body. These are some of the things that make up the doctrine of Christ. He was raised up from the dead. So that's what we're looking at. If you'd like a copy of this, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Be glad to send it to you, free of charge, of course. You can go to my Facebook page if you're on Facebook. That is WGOD Radio, and you'll find the link on there, The Doctrine of Christ. You can download that to your computer, pass it around, whatever it takes. Here's part three now of this message, The Doctrine of Christ.
Number three is God took a body. No need to write, Ron, you already got it. God took a body, John 1:14. The Word became flesh, or the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Also, my favorite, this is a new one to this list, 1 Timothy 3:16. I love this one. Listen to this, 1 Timothy 3:16. It says, I love the way it starts. It says, without controversy, meaning this is not even up for discussion. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, : God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by the angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Hallelujah. Without controversy, meaning we're not even going to talk about this. God was manifest in the flesh. Why is that so important? Why is this one non-negotiable? Well, now the problem here goes back to the Gnostics in the first century. They didn't believe that the Christ had taken on human flesh. Listen to what the Bible says about God taking on a body. Listen to this text, 1 John 4:1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Now, how are you going to do that? It's not talking about test the spirits like Casper or my friend Harvey. It's got to be a spirit inside of a man that you can see. Not an individual spirit. You test the spirit inside of me. You test the spirit when you're hiring a new pastor inside of me. Ask me what I think about the virgin birth. Or ask me if I think the Messiah has come in the flesh. I can't answer that in affirmative if I'm infected. You test the spirit inside a man or a woman. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Colon. Every spirit that confesses every spirit, again, not my invisible friend here, the Spirit in me. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ, or in other words, the Messiah, every spirit that confesses that the Messiah has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that the Messiah has come is not of God, but he's not done. Listen to this. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you had heard was coming and is now already in the world. Wow, do you see that? If you don't believe that the Messiah has come, then you and the Antichrist are buddies. Isn't that shocking? Isn't it shocking how just you harmlessly not believe in one of these? I mean, so far we're batting 0 for what? You don't believe he was born of a virgin. You don't believe he lived a sinless life. You don't believe he took a body. John says you've been infected by the spirit of Antichrist. I can see now why he says if you don't believe this, you don't have God. If you don't believe the Messiah's come yet, you've been infected with the spirit of Antichrist, he says. That's shocking to me. You need to know what you believe about Jesus Christ, because it's important. Believe the wrong things about Jesus, and it could lead to catastrophic consequences. I'll prove that later. I don't see any here, but for any naysayers here or on the radio, all right, back to number 3. God took a body. Why? Why did God take a body? Hebrews 5:8. Though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. There's one reason. Why did God take a body? Here's another one. 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. Reason, there's another one. Isaiah 53:5. Speaking of Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. This is why he took a body. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's why he took a body. He took a body so that he could take your penalty and die in your place on the cross. The Lord Jesus took a body. God poured out on him all the sins of mankind since Adam, and put all of those sins on his son while he hung on the cross and bled and died. And again, I'll say it again. Jesus Christ took on a body so he could atone for your sins. Jesus Christ took on a body so that he could reconcile you back to God. That was his mission here. He died for you in your place. Remember, Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is what? Death. Death. And he died for you. And came in and took your place and died for you. In place of you dying, he died. In place of you being condemned for all of your sins, he took all the condemnation upon himself and died in your place. This is why we're here today. Isn't that good news? Prior to anyone coming here, I was down here praying this morning, and I'm so grateful to know by the time anyone comes in here, I can stand before you a forgiven man with no sins on me, pure, clean, white, sinless for at least a couple minutes. At least for a couple minutes. These are the doctrines of Christ. Number four, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm so grateful that everyone's just, hello. That's good. I mean, there seem like no-brainers to most of the people here today. That's good. That's a credit to the Baptists and the Baptist Association, and a credit to you. You know, when you go to a Baptist church, you're going to hear sound doctrine. And it's a credit to all of you to hear all this, and we're all in agreement here today. I said, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Listen to this. Mark 3:11. Unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him and they cried out, saying, Thou art the Son of God. Or if you prefer better sources than demons, how about Peter? Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, Some say thou art John the Baptist. Some Elias, others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. But he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. If you know that Jesus Christ is Son of God, God's given that to you, friend. You don't know that on your own. He's given that to you. Just like Peter. Blessed are you, church family and friends visiting here today. God has revealed this to you, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It brings me great joy seeing this in this house here today. Again, non-negotiable. You can't negotiate with this. He's not the son of another. He's the Son of God. Therefore, he is God. Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God. That's John 20:28.
That's going to do it for us here today. You're hearing some references. I preached this about a year ago at my church, and maybe it's kind of personal to you. You might hear some names on there, but hey, we're church family. This message is intended for my church family at first, but I love to share them with you, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. For WGOD Radio, and we'll be back again with another program. There's two more parts of it. Again, if you'd like a copy of this, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the
voice of God. Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music.
91.5